back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman, our first episode of the day, Lightpoint Smugglers Part 2, which first aired on July 24th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent slash Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, who appeared on Earth from the planet Krypton and walked about among human beings as Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Sent to the home of his aunt on the coast of New England to recover from an illness, young Jimmy Olsen, copy boy for the Daily Planet, has run into mystery and has persuaded Clark Kent to join him. Leaving the reporter late at night with a small catboat for the trip back to Lighthouse Point, where his aunt's house faces the open sea, Jimmy poured out his story. Mysterious figures moving about at midnight, quiet footfalls without a trace of living men. But suddenly, as a rain squall swept down, Jimmy's story was interrupted by shipwreck. Following a false light, the catboat ran full on the rocks of the point, and its passengers, Jimmy and Clark Kent, made shore just in time to meet a further mystery. A ghostly figure running up the beach stumbled and fell. It turned out to be Jimmy's Aunt Louisa Horn, stunned from the fall. As our story continues today, Kent and Jimmy have carried the old lady back through the dark and the rain to Horn House, and they're attempting to revive her. Listen.
Gee, you think she's hurt bad, Mr. Kent? She's awful white.
I don't think so, Jimmy. Don't seem to be any bones broken. More as if she'd fainted.
I wish there was something we could do.
Well, got any spirits of ammonia in the house?
Gosh, I wouldn't know. She's breathing all right, Mr. Kent.
I think she's coming around. What in the world do you suppose she was doing out there in all that storm?
You've got me.
When we saw her, she was running away back up the beach. Jimmy, you don't suppose your aunt had anything to do with that queer light, do you?
Gosh, I don't see how, Mr. Kent. I don't see how anybody could have anything to do with it. Just like I told you, there hasn't been a light in that lighthouse for 50 years.
Well, there was one tonight. Somebody deliberately tried to wreck us on those rocks. Who owns it?
The lighthouse?
Yeah.
Aunt Lou owns it. Her grandfather built it, old Captain Joshua Horn, so he could bring his clipper ship into his own dock.
What? You mean a ship the size of a clipper could dock here?
They did. Anyway, that's what Aunt Lou says. You see, the point makes a regular little bay, and the bay leads right into Lighthouse Creek. You can see it tomorrow. Mr. Kent, she's coming too.
All right, Miss Horn.
Christopher. Oh, Chris. Oh.
What's that she said? Sounded like Christopher.
Christopher? She must mean Christopher Horn. I think that was her nephew.
Was? Why, is he dead?
I don't know, Mr. Kent. She don't talk about him. It's kind of a secret.
Secret? Why, what do you mean?
Well, I guess it's all right to tell you. Aunt Lou thought the world of Chris, raised him up from a kid. Then he just ran out on her.
Oh, who's that? What's happened?
It's all right, Aunt Lou. You just fell and gave yourself a bump.
Christopher.
No, it's not Chris, Aunt Lou. It's Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. Oh, yes. Yes, now I remember. I must have fainted.
You fell, Aunt Lou. You were out on the beach and you fell.
Oh, my lands, I guess I did. I remember now.
Isn't there something I can get you?
Oh, no, no. I'll be all right.
Aunt Lou, what were you doing out on the beach in the pouring rain?
Pouring rain? Oh, my soul, I should say it is. I'm wet to the skin. As soon as I feel well enough, I'll go right up and change.
Yes, but what happened, Miss Horn? Why did you leave the house?
Leave the house?
Yes.
Oh, my lands, why shouldn't I leave the house, Mr. Kent? With you and Jimmy out there in a tiny catboat and all that storm. Yes, I was scared to death something might have happened to you.
But gee, Aunt Lou.
I thought maybe I could holler to you or wave a lantern or something.
Wave a lantern? Say, that reminds me. Do you know anything about a light up and... Oh, Oh, my ankle.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. Did I step on your foot?
Gee, I'll say you did.
Oh, I was just going to get your aunt a glass of water.
I don't need no water, thank you. I had plenty as tis. I think I'll go upstairs now.
Aunt Lou, what's the matter?
Shh. Listen. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's the noise we heard before.
That's right, Mr. Kent. It's down in the cellar.
Quiet. Don't make a sound.
Hear it, Mr. Kent? What is it?
I think it's about time we found out. Where are the cellar stairs?
No. No, don't you go down there. There ain't nothing. Jimmy and I did that once before. We won't see a thing.
We've got to find out what it is, Miss Horn.
You'll be hurt. Now, don't you do it.
Miss Horn, do you know what's down in that cellar?
No. No, and I don't want to know.
Well, gosh, I do.
And so do I. Come on, Jimmy. Now, Miss Horn, you stay right where you are. Jimmy, grab that flashlight.
Mr. Kent, it's on your own head.
Here's the door where the stairs go down, Mr. Kent. And don't you worry, Aunt Lou.
Be careful.
Come on, Mr. Kent.
Be careful, Jimmy. Keep quiet.
Here's the door at the bottom that leads to the cellar.
Don't open it. Wait a second. I want to listen.
Don't hear anything now, Mr. Kent. Say, what did you kick my ankle for?
Oh, I'm sorry if I hurt you, Jimmy. You were asking your aunt about the light in the abandoned lighthouse.
Well, sure I was, but why should...
Jimmy, your Aunt Louisa knows more about all this than she's telling.
What?
I'm positive she does. What was she doing out on the beach? She said she was looking for us, but don't forget she was running back toward the house when she fell. And why didn't she want us to come down here to the cellar?
Golly gee, Mr. Kent. You don't think Aunt Lou's doing anything wrong, do
Jimmy,
you?
I don't know. All I do know is that she's not telling us the whole story. Now be quiet. Listen.
I don't hear anything. Aren't you going in?
Yes, but let's listen first.
Shh. There it is again.
All right, now, let me go first. Door, it's locked.
Mr. Kent, break it in, quick. Once more, I'll do it.
There we are. Now we'll see.
I'm with you, Mr. Kent. Where are they? Jump in, Jiminy, Mr. Kent.
Why, it's not possible. Jimmy, there isn't anybody here. The cellar is absolutely empty.
Mr. Kent, it can't be. Look back at those chests. Look underneath them.
There's not a sign of anything or anybody.
But listen, there was something. We both heard it.
I know we did. Whoever or whatever was in this place a minute ago is gone.
But they can't be gone. Look for yourself. Nothing but a cat could get outdoors through that narrow window. And the walls are solid stone.
Well, not solid. Stone blocks cemented up.
Well, what's the difference? Gee, Mr. Kent, you don't think anybody could get through those, do you?
Jimmy, give me that flashlight. Now, you go upstairs and bring back a hammer. Quick.
A hammer?
Yes.
What kind of a hammer?
Oh, I don't care. The bigger the better.
Mr. Kent, what are you going to do?
Hurry up. Now, get a move on. I'll show you when you come back. And tell your aunt we're all right. She may be worried. Quick,
all right.
Now.
I'll be right back.
Hurry.
Aunt Lou. Aunt Lou, where's the hammer? Mr. Kent, where's the hammer?
Now then. I had to have some excuse to get him out of the way. Something mighty queer about all this. I have an idea that finding out what it is a job for Superman. While Jimmy's upstairs, I think we'll see what's under this floor. Looks like solid bricks, but you never can tell. Let's see if I can rip up a few. Try these over here. No good. They are solid, laid in cement. Well, maybe somewhere else.
Mr. Kent!
What's that? Thought I heard something.
Mr. Kent! Mr. Kent, quick!
Jimmy, he's calling. What's happened?
Jimmy, look! Look, do you see it too? Get Mr. Kent. Get him out of that cell.
Mr. Kent!
Can't let Jimmy see me like this. Back to Clark Kent, quick. Jimmy, I'm coming. What is it? What's the matter?
Aunt Lou, tell him,
Mr.
tell him.
Mr. Kent, my lands, it don't hardly seem possible.
Well, quick, Miss Horn, what was it?
While you was in the cellar, I just happened to turn my head and look out the window.
Yes, go on.
I don't know what made me. I just happened to do
Please,
it.
Please, Aunt Lou, never mind all that. Tell him what you saw.
Mr. Kent, just as plain as I see you now, just as plain as anything, I saw a light.
A light? Where?
Mr. Kent.
What kind of a light?
Mr. Kent, it was high up, off on the point. I can't believe it, but if you was to ask me, I'd take my dying oath it was in the old lighthouse.
Miss Horn, are you sure of that?
Yes. Yes, it can't be, but I'm sure I wasn't seeing things. There was a light in the abandoned lighthouse where there ain't been a sign of a light for 50 years. Mr. Kent, what's going on? What is it?
That's what we're here to find out, Aunt Lou.
Jimmy, have you still got that flashlight?
Right here.
What are you going to do? Where are you going?
We're going out to the lighthouse on the point, right now.
I'm with you, Mr. Kent.
Now, Miss Horn, you stay right here. Oh, wait. Have you got a gun, or a pistol, or anything like that?
Gun?
Yes.
Oh, my soul, don't you give me no gun. I wouldn't dare to use it.
Well, you can use it just to make a noise if anything happens while we're gone.
Aunt Lou, there's that old shotgun in the closet, and there's shells, too. I'll load it up for you.
Jimmy Olsen, don't you touch that gun. You leave it be.
There you are. Put it right here on the table.
All right, Jimmy. Now, where's the flashlight? Okay, now, come on. Now, wait.
Come on.
Miss Horn, that cellar door at the top of the stairs, we had to break the one at the bottom. Does this one lock?
It's got a bolt. My lands, what in the world are you...
There, that'll do it. There we are. All right now, Miss Horn. We won't be long, but whatever happens, keep that door bolted. And stay out of the cellar till we get back.
And if you want help, Aunt Lou, fire that gun. All right, Mr. Kent. It's still raining, Tom.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Be careful now, Miss Horn. Stay right where you are.
Mr. Kent, you and Jimmy, be careful. You look out.
This way, Mr. Kent. Watch where I flash the light. What's the matter?
Wait, Jimmy. Stop right here. Put out that flashlight.
Golly, what's up?
Jimmy, think carefully. Did you see that light in the lighthouse? Or did your aunt?
Why, Aunt Lou, dear.
Uh-huh. And you didn't see it at all.
Well, gee, no. When I looked, it was gone. But come on, what are we waiting for?
Well, we're going to wait right here. I'm going to watch the house.
But why?
To see what your aunt does now that we're gone. Jimmy, what's she afraid of? Why is she trying to get rid of us?
You mean she was trying to get us out of the house on purpose?
I don't know. But I do know this. Until something happens, we're going to stay right here and wait. And watch.
More mystery at Horn House. Which way to go? Was there really a light in the old abandoned tower on Lighthouse Point? Or is old Miss Horn trying, for reasons of her own, to get rid of Kent and Jimmy Olsen? What will she do now that she's alone? Tune in next time and follow the exciting story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day, Lighthouse Point Smugglers, Part 3. Which first aired on July 26, 1940.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, mighty champion of the weak and the oppressed, who has appeared on Earth from the planet Krypton with a physical structure never before attained by mortal men. Superman, who is stronger than a locomotive, faster than a speeding bullet, and who walked about among human beings disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw them, Kent and young Jimmy Olsen were on the New England coast at the home of Jimmy's Aunt Louisa Horn. Curious events have led them to think that a mysterious group, possibly smugglers, are trying to use Miss Horn's house for their own ends. Hearing sounds under the kitchen, they had burst into the locked cellar, only to find it deserted and empty. Kent then sent Jimmy upstairs on an errand and was about to investigate as Superman when Miss Horn's voice brought him back up. The old lady swore she had seen a flashing light in the old tower on Lighthouse Point, abandoned for over 50 years. Kent and Jimmy dashed out into the night toward the point, but once clear of the house, Kent pulled the boy back. Possibly Miss Horn was merely trying to get rid of them, he explained. Better watch. See what happens. Our story continues today. Kent and Jimmy are crouched back of a bush. Before them, the lighted windows of Horn House. Beyond them, the dark tower of the old lighthouse. Listen.
Listen, Mr. Kent. No fooling. You don't really think my Aunt Lou had anything to do with this, do you?
Jimmy, I don't think anything. Not yet. All I know is there are some very peculiar things going on in the neighborhood of Horn House.
What do you mean?
Keep your eyes on that window. What's your aunt doing now?
Not a thing. She's just sitting there at the kitchen table. What do you mean by peculiar things, Mr. Kent?
Well, first of all, the location. Why, it's unnatural for smugglers. Lighthouse Point goes out there to make a little bay, then the beach and Horn House, and then Lighthouse Creek where the dock is. Well, they couldn't ask for a better location.
But, gee, Aunt Lou's not a smuggler.
Now, I didn't say she was, Jimmy. But I do say this. For some reason or other, maybe it's a perfectly good one, she's not telling all she knows. Did she get up just then?
Don't think so. No, she just moved a chair.
Go on, Mr. Kent.
Well, she's frightened of something. She's afraid, but she won't tell us why or of what.
Golly, I don't see what that proves. She's scared somebody's going to break in on her.
I wonder, Jimmy. If that's so, why was she out on the beach in all that rain and storm when our catboat was wrecked?
She said she was looking for us.
Ah, but when we landed, she was running away from us. And what about the light in the lighthouse? Did we actually see one there? And did your aunt see one while I was in the cellar? Or is she just trying to get rid of us for a while?
Gee, I don't know, Mr. Kent. Yes, I do, too.
What?
Mr. Kent, look behind you. Look at the tower of the lighthouse.
Great Scott. Jimmy, there's a light. Your aunt was telling the truth. About that, anyway. Come on, quick, run for it.
I've got the flashlight, Mr. Kent. Let me go first.
Do you know the path? Watch out for those rocks.
It's not far. Less than 100 yards. What do? We get there.
We'll find out who's working that light and who he's signaling to.
Almost there. Take it easy.
All right. Listen. Don't I hear a boat off there in the fog?
I don't hear anything.
Oh, never mind. Where's the door?
Right here. Golly. Mr. Kent, look. It's open.
Jimmy, anybody live here in this lighthouse?
Not now. When Aunt Lou ran the farmer lived here. That's what the wire's for.
Wire? Where? Oh, yes.
The telephone wire. Aunt Lou ran a telephone to the house in case she wanted to talk to him.
Quiet now. Snap off your light.
Golly, I should have done that before. They'll see us for sure.
I don't think so. All right, come on, up the stairs. Take it quietly. I'll go first now.
Mr. Kent, what do you think's going on?
Oh, Jimmy, you remember we heard a boat on our way across the bay?
Yeah, speedboat.
And right after that, we saw the phony light. The one that wrecked us.
But what of it? Look out for the railing.
All right, thanks. After we got into the house, we heard people or something in the cellar.
But we didn't find anything.
Well, we didn't really look. But I'll bet I know what's happening. That speedboat was guided in by the light and landed something near enough to Horn House so we heard them. And now they're getting away again. And that's what the light's for.
Smugglers. It must be.
I shouldn't wonder. Now then, how high is this tower?
I don't know, but we're almost to the top.
I keep quiet now. There we are. Now you stay right here on the last landing. Where does that door go to?
Into the light loop. I want to come with you, Mr. Kent.
No, no, there may be trouble. You stay right here. Keep the flash. What's that big bell?
That's the old fog bell. Take it easy, Mr. Kent. Listen, I hear him moving around in there.
Steady. I'm going to crash that door. You stand back, Jimmy.
Mr. Kent, you should have brought the shotgun.
Don't need it.
There may be trouble, like you said.
Gotta take a chance on that. Stand back now. Oh, wait. Maybe the door's not locked.
I'll try the latch.
Quiet. Not a sound.
It's locked, all right. The light's still going. I can see it through a crack.
Now, Jimmy, whatever happens, you stay right where you are. Or beat it back to the house. Maybe that'd be better anyway.
No, I'll stay with you. I'll keep out of the way.
We've got this fella. There's no way out except down these stairs. He can't get away from us.
Maybe you better wait until he comes out.
No. Whatever he's doing, it's time we stopped it. But I don't want you to be mixed up in it. It's no place for kids.
Oh, please, Mr. Kent. I'm not a kid.
You go down the stairs. Wait for me down below.
All
quick,
right.
Now go on, Jimmy.
If you say so. Holler if you need me.
I will. Still in that lamp room.
And I think it's time he had a visitor. Now!
Who's that?
What are you doing with that light? Put it out and put down that gun.
Where'd you come from? Stand back! Look out!
I said put down that gun. Quick! Oh! I told you not to. Now we'll see how you bounce.
Oh, quit that! Put me down! What do you think you're
doing? First of all, out with that light.
Oh, put me down! You're killing me!
All right, oh. I'll put you down. Oh. There. Oh. Now, quick, what was that lamp for? What are you doing around Horn House? Hurry up, start talking.
You'll never know. Listen, there's the boat now, and you can't stop me. So long!
Stop! Come back here! Oh, he went through the window. It's 50 feet down. Well, I hope it's deep water. Gotta go after him. Out we go. Out! Out! Down! He made it. He's swimming. No, he's not. He's sinking. Must have struck a rock. It's going down. There's the boat. They're trying to get to him. Pick him up. Well, let's see who's quicker. Down we go. Right into the water. Now. Now then. Gotta get him before he drowns. Then I'll get that boat. There he is. Got him. Now, up! Up! I'll hold you with one hand, my friend, and take care of your pals with the other. Ah, there they are. They see me. They're scared to death. Well, look out for yourselves, boys. Here we come. Wait, what's that? It's the bell of the lighthouse. Watch it, Jimmy. Jimmy's in trouble if he's ringing the bell. I've got to get back there. Can't stop to worry about the boat now. Got to get back and help Jimmy. Up we go. Up, up, and away.
Mr. Kent, where are you, Mr. Kent?
Coming, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
Coming. What's the matter? Are you all right?
I'm all right, but what about you? Golly, whatever happened?
Come here, lend me a hand. Our friend in the tower went overboard, right through the window, and I went after him.
You did, Jiminy. Did you hurt yourself?
Well, I didn't, but he did. Here, give me a hand. Get him inside.
He's out like a light.
Yeah. Jimmy, what was the matter? Was it you ringing the bell?
Mr. Kent, I was scared. You were gone, and I didn't hear anything. They told me not to go up to the light room, but that wasn't all.
Here we are.
Golly.
All right, help me put him on that bench. That's it. There. And get him back to the house and see what's what. Oh, go ahead, Jimmy. What happened? What scared you?
Mr. Kent, it was the telephone.
The telephone? What are you talking about?
Mr. Kent, just after everything got quiet up where you were, I heard the shots. Golly, what happened?
Well, never mind that. He missed me, and then he jumped through the window. Go on with what you were saying.
Mr. Kent, the telephone rang. It rang like anything.
Yeah?
When I took it off the hook and answered it, there wasn't anybody there.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. All it did was ring, but there wasn't anybody on the other end.
Quick, Jimmy. Where does this telephone go?
I told you, it runs between the lighthouse, where we are right now, and the big house.
You mean your aunt's house?
That's the only house there is.
Jimmy, where's the phone in the big house? I mean, where does it hook up?
In the kitchen, right where Aunt Louisa was.
Well, quick, tell me, how does it work? What do you do to make it ring?
Just push a button right under the phone, and a bell rings at the other end.
Huh?
There it is again. Listen.
Jimmy, you keep your eye on that fellow on the bench. If he moves, sing out.
Okay.
Hello? Hello, who's there? Miss Horn? Miss Horn, is that you? Miss Horn!
What is it? Isn't there anybody there?
Yes, yes, there is. There is somebody there. Right at the other end. But they won't answer me. Miss Horn? Or if it isn't Miss Horn, who is it?
Mr. Kent, hang up and ring the button on this end. Make it ring in the kitchen and see what happens then.
No. No, I don't want to do that. I've just thought. Jimmy, it may be that your aunt doesn't want to make a noise. Any noise at all. She doesn't dare talk.
Golly, why?
I don't know. You keep your eye on that fellow. He's moving. Jimmy, I've got an idea. Listen, I'll send a message to your aunt on this phone. You keep quiet. Miss Horn, listen to me. If you can't talk, if you want help quickly, ring this bell 3 times. Miss Horn, can you hear me? When I hang up, if you want us to come quickly, ring this bell 3 times.
Golly, do you think she heard you?
Shh, wait, Jimmy. Wait.
Phone bells ringing urgently in the dimness of the old lighthouse. What has happened to Aunt Louisa Horn, left alone facing the locked door of her own cellar? Who was the stranger picked up by Kent after his plunge from the lighthouse tower? And where is the speedboat headed after its terrifying glimpse of Superman winging down from the night sky? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.